All right. Yeah. We've been trying to move down the draft, but we're going to move up the draft here a second. We're going to go from 15 to 13 to Florida. And we speak with George Richards now joining us. George, thanks a lot for giving us some time here today.
Oh, good to talk to you guys. What's going on?
Oh, man, we are just getting ready for the draft when everyone comes to our city. Really excited to see what happens at the draft floor. And we're kind of doing these previews here. It's George Richards from The Athletic in Miami joining us. And we just wanted to get a sense of, okay, as we trend towards the draft here, where do the Florida Panthers stand in their rebuilds and what their intentions are heading to the offseason? Because I look at this roster, and you could find a couple of spots where, okay, yes, they might need an extra D-man, but there's one guy whose name stands out, and it's Spencer Knight. It's the goalie, because this is a team that might have a long-term goalie issue.
Yeah, maybe, but I mean, you know, goalies take so long to develop and everything. I mean, you look at Bennington now in St. Louis. I mean, he was drafted with Jonathan Huberdeau back in 2011, and you know, you tell Florida Panther fans that, and everybody thinks, you know, Jordan Bennington's a kid, but he's been playing pro hockey for a long time, and it takes a long time for most goalies to develop. I don't know if the Panthers are going to go goalie. I think they're probably going to go defenseman. But yeah, but I mean, that kid Knight out of Boston College, obviously a real talent for a team that's looking for a goaltender. If the Panthers decide he's the best guy that's there when they pick, I would not be surprised if they picked him. Just because, like you said, there is a need there. But I think they're more looking towards, you know, what they really need in the organization, that defensive help. So I think it'll be the defense or Knight.
You know, Tale Talon has never been shy to pull a deal and make fireworks at the draft. He didn't do it the last couple of years, but history has shown that he can really raise some eyebrows with moves, especially to get up in the draft. He's obviously raised some eyebrows with changes off the ice, bring in a new coaching staff. What's your sense that, regardless of whether they pick a goalie or not, do you think Dale Talon does have a few tricks up his sleeve coming back to Vancouver?
Yeah, I would not be surprised to see the Panthers be pretty active trading-wise, whether they give up that 13th overall pick or not. You know, probably not to move up, but to maybe to move down, or just to as part of a bigger deal. You know, a lot of people, you know, in Columbus are wondering if they end up with that 13th overall pick. So, Dale Talon loves making deals, but he likes making hockey deals. He likes making deals that make his team better. He's not one of these guys that's just going to make a deal to make a deal. I mean, I think he's got a reputation as a guy who's not afraid to pull the trigger on a deal. But for the most part, you look at the Dale Talon's trades, they have enhanced his team. He's been the winner in a lot of them. So he takes it very seriously. He's not just one of these gunslingers that's just going to make it. You know, he's not Mike Keenan. Let's just, you know, since we're talking about a draft in Vancouver, you know, I think Dale is very calculated in his deals. And, you know, I think the Panthers are looking for a number of things. And one thing they're looking for is a top four defenseman. I don't know if they're going to be able to get that on the free agent market. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see some sort of trade to acquire that.
This is a really fascinating team, too, because for the most part, their cap is pretty clean. They don't have a lot of bad contracts. Maybe you could say really the Luongo one, but even that's only $4.5 million. And they've got over $20 million of cap space. How do they approach this offseason? Is the free agent market going to be tough to attract players to come to the Panthers?
Oh, no. I think this is a place that, you know, players would like to come. I mean, look at the team that's here. You know, it's a very young, talented team led by, you know, Sasha Barkov, and you've got Vincent Trocheck, and, you know, you've got a lot of good young talent, Jonathan Huberdeau. Mike Hoffman had a career year here last year. And then you look at the climate, you know, South Florida. Who wouldn't want to live in South Florida? And, you know, the lack of state income tax is something that appeals to a lot of guys, especially in that tax bracket. So I think Dale's going to be very aggressive. Owner Vinny Viola has told Dale, you know, they're going to spend to the cap limit. I mean, so you're looking at, they're in play for Bobrovsky, they're in play for Panarin, they're in play for just about everybody that's on this free agent market. And, you know, this is shaping up to be one of the bigger off seasons in Panther history.
Finally, we're coming up quite quickly. to the 13-year anniversary of that deal, which you referred to as the gunslinger Mike Keenan deal that he struck with Dave Nonis, that sent Roberto Luongo from the Panthers to the Vancouver Canucks. 13 years later, and now that he's at the ripe old age of 40, what does the future hold for Roberto Luongo? As we sit here right now in the offseason, do you fully expect him to be back as a number one goaltender with the Panthers next year?
Oh, no. No, absolutely not. As a number one, no. I mean, I'm not even certain he's going to be back next year at all, much less as the starter. No, he's resigned to the fact that if he returns next year, and like you said, he's got 3 years remaining on that contract. If Roberto Luongo returns next year, it'll be his backup here in Florida. The Panthers would have to get rid of James Reimer in that scenario. But with Sergei Bobrovsky almost certain to be here next year, I could see a Bobrovsky-Luongo combination, or Luongo maybe, you know, goes on the long term or retires. We don't know what Roberto Luongo is going to do right now. But when we left him, last we saw, it sounded like he was cool with coming back. That was something that excited him. He'd be fine with that. So when we last spoke to Roberto, he was coming back. I don't know what's going on now. We'll find out probably in the next couple weeks. But as a starter, no, he will not be back as a starter.
He is George Richards, one of the best in the business covering the Florida Panthers for The Athletic in Miami. You can follow him at George Richards on Twitter. George, thanks a lot.
All right. Good talking to you guys. We'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
For sure. Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it. I love Vancouver. I can't wait. We're all excited. another summer in Vancouver. Everybody I know that's covering this draft is fired up.